this precipitation record is the all-time record. So, I mean, we're looking at data constantly, you know, seeing, you know, on hot days, are we approaching a record temperature or things like that. But for annual records like this one at Mount Mitchell, there's a process that has to go through to get verified. The National Centers for Environmental Information, or NCEI, is the one who usually kind of initiates that when they look at a value from one of their stations and go, hey, I think this is a record. Based on historical data that we look at. And so we knew it was going to be close. And when the official number came in, we knew we had a potential record. And so what ends up happening then is the State Climate Extremes Committee, which is what I'm part of, which I was part of for this report at least, we'll get together, we'll look at the data, we'll look at area stations, we'll look at significant weather events that happened through the year to verify if the equipment there was functioning properly and if a record can be validated. In the past, there have been records that they've had to do a second look at, and they realize, no, that's not a record because of either measurement practices or just faulty instrumentation. This record, though, looking at nearby stations and looking at rain gauges that we maintain, as well as the people at National Weather Service who operate the weather station, operate one of the weather stations on Mount Mitchell, we operate the other one. We came into an agreement that the value is legit based on all the information we had at our hands for that discussion.
So, if you can give me the headlines for Mount Mitchell for our listeners, what did you find?
This is a record. I guess that's all you can really say about it. It's just everything kind of came together at once this year to create that record.
I think what's interesting is Mount Mitchell has a number of records, and you guys noted this in your press release. It's already a record holder, right?
Yeah, Mount Mitchell, being the highest point east of the Mississippi, will lend itself to having that kind of potential, primarily when you're looking at minimum temperatures, which Mount Mitchell consistently has minimum temperatures observed there. And in this event, you know, just precipitation being where it is, you're getting what's called orographic flow consistently. But also, if you have a stable pattern where systems keep coming one after another after another, Mitchell tends to be the bullseye for some of that precipitation up the slope because that's the highest point and it's got nowhere else to go. So it just happened to happen this year, and you know, we're glad we were able to verify it. Sometimes that stuff doesn't verify, but we were glad we were able to see all that information actually check out, and we were able to easily verify it and get it reported.
Has Mount Mitchell been in the running for a number of years? I mean, do they tend to get, you know, or is this sort of a strange year?
That's a good question. So the wettest area of the state of North Carolina is actually in the Lake Toksaway area, just because of how it's set up geographically for precipitation. This past year, things just kind of worked in Mitchell's favor. What's kind of weird, or I wouldn't say weird, it's kind of interesting to note that, you know, the wettest spot in the state, as I mentioned, is Lake Toksaway, but the driest spot in the state, on average, is Asheville. So, I mean, they're very close to each other. So any little shift in large-scale patterns can easily move that bullseye of precipitation. And so for this year, if you include the tropical storms and things like that, Mitchell just happened to get all the ingredients happened to just put a bullseye on Mitchell this year. And we're noticing already for 2019, we're above normal for 2019 as well. So it'd take a lot to break this past year's record, but it's at least above normal. So we're seeing another wet year for Mount Mitchell in that area, which I know growers in that region may not want, but that's where we are at this time of the year.
Wow. And I didn't realize that Asheville is one of the driest spots. Is it just because how we're set up geographically?
Yeah. So a lot of the precipitation flow comes from the Gulf of Mexico. And so with kind of Asheville being behind a ridge of mountains, Lake Toksaway gets a lot of that rain on the orographic lift called the windward side of the mountain for that precipitation. And then on the leeward side, which is where Asheville tend not to get as much precipitation. Yeah, if your listeners are ever interested in like actually seeing where the weather station is, when you go up to Mount Mitchell, it's weird. It's not on the peak. Most people assume the station's on the peak, but it's actually about halfway up when you get to kind of where the campsites are in the maintenance area. for the workers there. You'll see a 30-foot metal tower, aluminum tower. That's our weather station. The gauge that actually recorded the record is just to the side of that. So if they want to take a snapshot of where the record was, there it is.